You are listening to the INCJ podcast, conversations about international criminal justice.
Hello, welcome to the INCJ news desk. And now I'm having a conversation with one of the founders of INCJ, which is John Scott. How are you today, John?
Cheerful and well, thanks, Rob.
Good, good. I've got the remnants of a cold, so if I struggle a little bit, you might have to jump in at some point, but not feeling too bad. So we're here today to talk about the new project that you're working on, which is Reimagining Criminal Justice. Do you want to tell us a bit about it and what the gap is that you're addressing?
Well, thanks for having me do this, Rob. Reimagining Criminal Justice is a new group. We've just launched a website, which is reimaginingcriminaljustice.com. So if you're interested, please do go and look. There's lots of information there about what we're thinking about, where our ideas come from, and you'll be interested to read up about our backgrounds and the different ideas that we want to bring to bear on the issues. But we're a small group of people with backgrounds in the prison service, probation, the voluntary sector, experience in delivering programs, program evaluation, with ways of putting things into practice, whether it be employment or community work. But our main contribution is that we are people who are doers. We're used to getting our hands dirty on how to bring change and reform to an organization. So what you might ask, well, what's my particular contribution? Well, I was asked to join the group because I spent the last 15 years working on international justice issues. So my perspective is to see what we can learn from other people and other systems. And you don't have to be a genius to know that the criminal justice system in the UK is having a really, really bad time at the moment. Whether it be the probation service, upheaval, prisons, things are going really badly in prisons with people being released wrongly, overcrowding, and that sort of thing. So there's a load of depression and crisis. And what we want to do is to see if we can reimagine things and bring some hope to the system.
So just in terms of the end of the telescope or microscope that you're looking at, is it a telescope? Is it a microscope? Is a good idea to consider? You know, is this for the systems management side, or is this for the users and the people who are, you know, kind of being processed through the criminal justice
system? It's a really good question. And I think the answer is both. The thing is that if you're in a crisis, you tend to do things as fast as you can to solve today's problem. And you, big bosses and people at the centre making decisions, but also the people in the prisons or in probation or running projects, you're all the time running to catch up, and you don't take that necessary step back to think about where you want to be in a year's time, or where you want to be in 3 years, and maybe even less in 10. So what I think we need to do is to find the space within the system for the leaders and people who are delivering services to look at the whole system. So if you spend all your time looking down the microscope, that's a mistake. Taking a step back and looking at the whole system is what we would want to encourage people in leadership to do. So let me issue a challenge, really, that on the whole, people have been good historically at asking what works in criminal justice, but they tend to ask what works with methods. Now, what method works with drink drivers or people who make bad decisions, but they very rarely have asked what works with the whole system. And I think that taking a step back and saying, well, what have we got wrong with the system? Because that takes a long time to put right. So maybe my challenge is really to take an image is if the jigsaw is in chaos, and essentially, if you look at any part of the justice system, whether it's delay in courts or overcrowding in prisons or probation, finding it difficult to hold on to staff, all those sorts of things, the thing to do is to say, don't just keep on mixing up the pieces of the jigsaw, but let's try to find where the straits are. We'll get the corner pieces in place and begin to plan where you want to be over a period and find out what the principles are, what the sense of direction is. And I think that if you can get people with a sense of confidence about where they're going to be in 1, 3, 10 years, then planning about the system and then the different pieces fitting together will come much better.
Why do you think we've lost that focus in terms of a more holistic approach to the process of, because you can't just solve matters to do with probation or prisons if you don't also take into account matters to do with wider society and incentives within society for low levels of education, social fragmentation, the reward of antisocial and criminal behavior, that kind of thing. Why have we compartmentalized this so that it needs you now to remind people to think more holistically and think more systems wide?
Well, I would say one of the main reasons is underinvestment. So,
I mean,
justice issues.
government would argue lots of money has gone into the criminal justice system, but
Well,
is
yes,
it is effectively being used on the wrong things?
but one of the reasons is underinvestment. The other reason is, I think, a loss of ownership. I'll give you an illustration. Practically every city or a lot of towns have a prison in them. But we as citizens walk by the prison and don't feel any sense of ownership for that. Now, in most countries where the prison system is much more successful at rehabilitating, working with offenders while they're inside, so they have more chance at coming out and not reoffending, there is a better partnership between the local community, the prison, and the services working with prisoners to turn their lives around. Are much detached from the systems of education, employment, housing, health. And it's because we are a national prison system, a national probation service. And I think we've got split off from local services. The partnerships to deliver are not as good. So that's my quick answer to your very big question. And if you look at what we're saying in reimagining criminal justice, our first challenge to the system is to say we need to devolve more, give more back so that communities have a better sense of ownership of the system. I think the next thing we need to do is be lots more dynamic, in bringing creativity and hope back. Because if you have been running or working in a system which has been in crisis for, let's be blunt, years, we've got to encourage some really committed, hardworking practitioners and managers who are doing their really best in really tough circumstances. You've got to bring hope back. And we think that one of the ways of doing that is enabling criminal justice professionals to work in a more productive way with their partners in local government and local services. Because actually, what's happened is that those relationships have not been developed over the last 10, 15 years as they should have been, and as they are in other countries. Let me give you a quick example. In Holland, they had a contract between local government, prisons, and probation about providing services to offenders on release. And that was so successful, they made a statutory requirement. We don't have anything like that. It's all a bit vague. And so, on the whole, when a prisoner comes out, it tends to be the responsibility of probation alone, and there is no ownership. And that engagement and responsibility is too vague. And what we would like to make proposals about is bringing effective partnerships back so that there is engagement, primarily, we think, with local governments and mayors' offices, so that there's real partnerships to deliver. And you don't get that by sitting around talking, you get that by doing things together, setting up partnerships with funds to deliver things. So, what's the first big challenge? Well, the government, in our view, completely rightly wants to reduce the number of short prison sentences, because on the whole, they just add to the churn. They lots of people into prison, quickly out. Can you divert them from prisons, particularly as they're often people who've been in prison before? So these are prolific, perhaps low risk of serious crime, but high risk of reoffending type of offenders. Really hard to work with. So why can we not focus on that category of offender and come up with new proposals, get groups within communities owning responsibility for that and doing new things? Now, our view is you don't just throw money at this, you have to throw research, get smart pilots together, smart learning, and we would invest on specific engineered programs that would make a big difference on the ground. And that would be the first target group. We've got specific ideas that we would like to see follow through right across the country.
There's a often in the UK there's a kind of a mythical call for enhanced leadership. We just need to invest in better leadership. It's a failure of leadership is often a refrain that is, but actually, a systems-based approach doesn't see leadership in individuals and isolated small executive groups. It's distributed across the culture of an organisation. What this reimagining? Because you've got to start somewhere. What my initial observation would be, this is such a big system, such a big social issue. You can't achieve the whole the broader aims without starting with a very specific point. What's your focus in terms of where your starting point is to bring about that initial change of expectation?
I think I that's a really, really good question, because it's finding the, if I take my original image, the important pieces of the jigsaw, saying, let's get these fixed, let's do something really well and build on that. Okay. The different police force areas have something called the Integrated Offender Management Scheme, and there are these schemes exist, they work reasonably well, but I think they could be the basis of new partnerships and bolder partnerships. And I would, if it was me, invest in something that already exists and do it better. Now, I'm using that as one example of a how. So that is using the expertise that already exists. You don't have to invent something that from scratch, and you build on police expertise, community expertise, probation expertise, and really go for something that can be new. And because the scheme already exists, you can build on good relationships and practices already.
So, where do you see reimagining criminal justice heading in the short term and then hopefully in the long term?
Well, you asked a question about where leadership fits in. I think that really busy ministers do need to have a way of investing hope for the people. Because if all you're doing is crisis managing and you don't have a way of saying, hey, this is our route map through the problem. So, what I would hope is that the leadership, the reimagining, having a vision for how we can improve things would come from the top. And it would come from those who have leadership roles in the regions, And that would then put a stamp on practical, I'm going to say, programs that can make a difference on the ground for offenders and communities. So yes, it is a big picture idea, but it can make a difference on the ground. And my view is you would have pilots that are assessed and evaluated using the same measures so that they could then take best learning, let's say in Wales or in Manchester or in Birmingham, and then spread that best practice so that you take the bits of the jigsaw that are working and then fit them together better for the whole country.
Last question is, where can people find out more information and get in contact if they want to contribute towards the project?
Thanks very much. At this stage, the easiest thing to do is to go to reimaginingcriminaljustice.com. We've got contact details there. We're looking for ideas. We're looking to see whether there are any doors opening where our approach to community engagement can begin to get groups together who are prepared to talk and listen to see if these projects can work. And it'd be great to hear from people.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, John, and we'll catch up soon, no doubt.
Hope so, Rob. Thanks for the opportunity.
You have been listening to the INCJ podcast, conversations about international criminal justice. To find out more, go to our website at criminaljusticenetwork.net or follow us on Twitter at INTCJ Network.